The Electrician Podcast, powered by Schneider Electric. We're bringing you the electrical industry experts you need to hear to discuss the topics you need to know about.
Hey guys, thanks so much for joining us on this episode of the Electrician Podcast, powered by our friends over at Schneider Electric. Joining me on the ones and twos today is my co-host Harrison. H, how are you?
I am very well, thank you for asking, Adam. I am still riding high off of my latest win at Sparky Games Sticky Trigger Finger. If anyone missed that, please, please join the Facebook group, the Electricians group, powered by Schneider Electric, over on Facebook to catch up with the latest and greatest that is Sparky Games. And watch me win again.
You're not going to win again. Let's not do this. This is not good audio for people on the show. You had a lucky win. I destroyed you last season. Guys, if you're thinking, what on earth is this Facebook group that you're only just hearing about? It's arguably, and I'm biased, but I think it's the truth. It's the best place on Facebook if you're an electrician. It's a high quality group, super helpful. So when you're on a job, you can post questions. If you've got some stuff coming around, all this 18th edition changes, which by the way, it's good to be back on the mics because we've dropped some absolute fire with our friends over at Schneider Electric, helping you navigate these changes for your industry. All that stuff, all that content, all that community, and real friendships are being built there. Last season, I destroyed H on Sparky Games. Sparky Games is the play. I've got to get it in there again, mate.
But this season, it's the comeback.
It's not fun for me this season.
It's Rocky. Actually. It's all the Rockies, right? They're all about
comebacks. About a comeback, mate. Yeah. He doesn't lose in any.
Call me Balboa.
It would be a pretty poor film called Rocky if he loses in it. But yes, I think it's because you've had way too much control over the games. I would like to have... I think next season...
I tell you what, you bring a game to the table and I'll trounce you just the same.
I think next season we should both work on the games and we alternate. You bring one, I bring one. Because I walked through the car park and saw you flexing your hand with that trigger finger and I was like, what's he doing? And it all made sense. And if you're thinking, what on earth are these two gents talking about? Go to Facebook, join the group, watch the video. And it's your space to win some awesome prizes. I think last year at the end of the season we gave over £1,000 of tools away to the community. And you can also win tools every time we go live. H, today's show, it's a listener question, isn't it?
It is. We have a member of the community, Bob, who voiced in with a message, for lack of a better term. I'll figure out how to explain that one better next time. But let me play that now, and then we will discuss.
Hi, guys. I'm Bob, electrician for a housing association. So my question is not really about building my business, but starting a business. Been listening to the podcast and it's got me thinking about my future. I see loads of ads for self-employed sparks and I get inundated with calls with private work that I feel it's about the time I could probably go self-employed. But the idea of being my own boss is very appealing. But at the moment, I have a regular income every month, pension, benefits, a company van, supplied power tools, sick pay. And in this uncertain climate, do you think it's worth going solo or is it better devil you know? Any feedback would be greatly appreciated. Take care and stay safe.
So that was the one and only Bob with a really a fire question. I think you even put that in the Facebook group because I was hyped when I heard this because it was such a great question. Basically, Bob is asking, he's salaried, right? It sounds like he's getting a lot of opportunities to go self-employed. He's seeing all the signs. He's like got work coming in that's private work. He's seeing all these things that are calling him like a siren on the cliff edge, calling him over to become self-employed.
I wondered where on earth you were going with that then.
But his question is, does he stick with the devil he knows or does he take the leap and become self-employed? Now, I don't know if this affects it in any way, but at time of recording, it's early 2022 and we're coming off the back of a global pandemic. There's been a lot that's been impacted over the past couple of years now and still probably going to be feeling some impacts long term. Does that in any way, not to maybe jump ahead to the answer, but does that in any way impact any of this, do you think? Or is this like, should he set himself up now ready for the future?
By the way you said not to jump to the answer made me feel like I need to have the answer, by the way that you framed
it. You mean
that.
You've not got the answer?
I think, so a couple of things. By the way, if this is the first time you're listening to one of these shows, when it comes to questions that we think we can add value on, we're going to answer. When it's questions that we can't add value on, we're going to bring other people on. But I think I can help here potentially. And to jump back to, I guess, the first part of your question, H, which is, should we be considering like macroeconomic conditions, not to sound too formal mm-hmm. about the whole thing, but should you consider what's going on in the world before you start to make changes for you professionally? I think 100% yes. I think you have to. However, like as I say that out loud, it's that old adage that comes to my head, which is like, when's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. When's the next best time? Today. But Bob made it clear, like as he was talking about it, like he sounds pretty comfortable. Would you say that's fair? Like he sounds pretty comfortable in his job right now.
Yeah, he used the phrase "the better the devil you know," but like, so he sounds like he's got everything that, and it's just a lot easier in air quotes because it's all, you know, when you're a salaried employee, everything's not everything, but most things, those admin-y things that you don't think about, because I believe this is what we spoke about when we had James Andrews.
Well, I make your life too easy. Is that what is that where we're going to go down this?
No, but there's other people that do the tasks that you don't want to have to think about, you know, because we'll probably get onto it, but like there's the whole, when you become self-employed, there's all the admin that you don't consider, like using my example, I come to work, do my job, and then go home, and then everything else figures itself out, and I get paid at the end of the month. But as soon as you take the plunge to become self-employed, you're the one that's making those things work in the background. So there's more, which we spoke about on a previous episode with James Andrews, there's much more to consider than just, well, I can do these jobs under my own name. So
I think there's two key things I would love to unpack here, which is one, why? As in, this has clearly come up in his head. And I think so many people just walk down a path because they think they should. So I would say most people that come through an apprenticeship, they have this aspiration and then they work for someone and they go, well, I should be starting my own company soon. And you really have to always take a step back and say, why? And we're really closest at the moment with what we're doing over at Expert Trades, but it's kind of reconnecting like why you're in business in the first place. Because as Bob said, for the amount of hours you can put in, if you run a fairly inefficient and ineffective business, you can end up working for less than minimum wage. For the amount of time you'll be up in the morning, running around, nightmare customers, getting bumped on jobs, admin, all the other fixed costs that are involved in your business with your insurances, your lead generation, all of that headache, someone might look at that and go, I would just rather get a day job. And that's completely fine. Other people look at it and say, no, actually, I want to go out on my own. I want to have more control over my own destiny. I like being on the tools and I want to become the most profitable version of myself, the most profitable sole trader you can be. And most people take that approach because they want more flexibility in their life. Mm. They want to be able to choose their hours. For example, they might want to work 4 days a week, or they want to finish at 3 and pick the kids up from school and do the admin in the evening. Like working for yourself gives you flexibility. And then there's also the income driver there, which is actually my salary is a ceiling. And I want to break through that ceiling. And the only way that I can earn more money is by going out on my own. And that person might say, actually, I want to scale a company up. I want to become a manager. I want to actually get myself off the tools, but I know this industry. So what I want to do is build a business that eventually I'm in an office managing, doing surveys, but I'm not on the tools doing the graft. I don't know how old you are, Bob, but you've probably been around this industry for a while. The way that you speak about it and the conversations we've had on previous podcasts is you seem to know the industry. So you might say, I've done this. I want to manage people. I want to use my experience and leverage that to make more money. So I would first challenge Bob, if I had an opportunity to sit with him on the mics, it would be really define what is this itch that you're trying to scratch with going self-employed.
Yeah, it sounds like he's getting an external not factors, but he's seeing things and hearing things that keep saying, oh yeah, like maybe he's just seeing the thing that said earn more money or be your own boss, control your own. Maybe it's just those things that he's thinking like, yeah, maybe I want to be in more control of those things. But he's clearly he's being exposed to these things or seeing signs that are saying, oh, maybe I should. So it's interesting to, it would be interesting to know exactly what he's seeing that's making him feel that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Something's triggering that inside of him right now to go, actually, is this a better path for me? So I would say if he can sit down with a pen and paper and take away those external factors and try and look inside himself and go, why? Like when I see that ad and it's like, go self-employed, do this, do that. I've got all these jobs coming in that I could do. What is it that is exciting about that? And really try and ask yourself why. And that might start with, well, I can earn more money. Why does that matter? And that sounds like a silly question to ask yourself, but like, what do you actually get from earning more money? And you go, well, I can take my family on holiday more, or I can be in control of my own time. And I don't want to put words in his mouth or in his head when he listens to this, but ask yourself why 4, 5, 6 times until you get to the root of what that like deep motivation is. And I know this is sounding more like a coaching show right now, but I think it's really important, because every time we make a big decision, whether it's personal, career, to get to the root of why you're doing it will actually anchor and motivate you moving forward. Because when you wake up and you've got to be up at stupid o'clock and you've got 3 customers that aren't paying the bills and you know why you're doing it, then all of a sudden you find the energy to do it. If all of a sudden you go, oh, I've just, I can make more money, go self-employed. Oh, I didn't realize I needed that insurance. Didn't realize I needed that. Oh my word, that's how much leads are. Oh my word, what happens if I haven't got work coming in? I can't sleep tonight right now. I'm getting anxious, and I'm not trying to paint a picture, but that's kind of what it is like when you start out. All of that becomes easier if you are motivated and you know why you're doing it in the first place. So my first 2 things I wanted to unpack here when I heard the question, that's the first one, is asking Bob, why is he interested in doing this? Get pen and paper, write down, what is it that you want to get out of being self-employed? What is it that you're going to get that you don't get today because you are going to have to take a risk?
Do you think that, so it's, he said that he's got private job opportunities that are coming his way. I don't know how many, maybe he's doing 6 days a week and doesn't have the time for it, but do you think there's an opportunity there to sort of test the waters and do both just to get a feel for being self-employed? I'm not sure if like being an electrician is, it's possible to have a side hustle of the same job, but do you think that that's an opportunity to at least test the waters and sort of get a feel for what it's like to be self-employed, even if it's maybe Saturdays for a while?
It's clear that we've been podcasting together for too long. That was the second, 100% the second thing I want to unpack, which is like, how do you de-risk this? And Bob, please check your contract or whoever you're working with. So yeah. I have to put this disclaimer, is sometimes you have an opportunity to do this and sometimes you don't. I feel most times you do. And in my case, way back when, so I used to be an area sales manager, selling roof windows and lintels, and then ended up working in a builder's merchant. I would build websites on the side, evening and weekends. I taught myself technology and then made some money in a side hustle, as you called it. And I think if you're prepared to take the risk, or thinking about taking the risk of going self-employed, but Bob, don't know your situation specifically, but speaking for myself, as we get older, we get more responsibilities. Myself now, I've got 2 kids, like making changes has a large impact. So I'd be looking for a way to de-risk it. Don't get me wrong, if I could go back and I'm 18, 20, 22, 24, no responsibilities, cool. Take all the risks that you want. And if you listen to this show right now and you are thinking about going self-employed, you're 22, 24, yeah, crack on. Take the risk. Do it while you've got very few liabilities and responsibilities in life. But I would say, if you are in a position where you're thinking about a big career change, think about how you de-risk it. So how would I do that in your position? Firstly, check my contract, make sure that I'm not in breach of contract, because that's the last thing that you want, because it sounds like you've got a good job here, salary, sick pay, pension. You've got everything that you are probably thinking right now matters to you. Don't risk that and sort of like potentially burn that bridge with that employer. What I would do if I was you is just quickly check my contract and just see, is this prohibitive? As in, does this stop me from doing anything on the side? Does this stop me doing the odd bit of work in the evenings or at a weekend? And if it doesn't, that's 100% your answer. Then what you need to do is spin up a business, and that sounds technical, but it's not. Do it at company's house, get a company's name, make sure it's limited, get that spun up, and you're gonna pay less than 50 quid to get that done. Then all these phone calls that come in, get a website, shameless plug here. Bob, you know where we are. Absolutely shameless. You know that we build websites. Get a website built. You can get your business set up and get it running for a few hundred quid, 20, 30 pounds a month, because you're going to need your insurance. Like, all of a sudden you're in business. And what you've got is you've got your cake and you can eat it, as in you've got your salary job. And then all of a sudden you can actually test this demand, because it might feel like you're getting loads of phone calls. But all of a sudden, you're actually going to be doing these jobs, working out how to quote, how to invoice, because there's all that stuff you need to be thinking about. And then you're going to work out your profit margin. Turnover is irrelevant. Don't forget that. Turnover is irrelevant. It's not, oh my word, I've just had a phone call, that's a £600 job. How much time was it going to take you? What were the COGS, the cost of goods sold in that job? you can actually start running your business on the side while having your salary job. And you can see, is there an opportunity here? Does it get to the point, and are you willing to work 7 days a week to test this and de-risk it? So Monday to Friday, you've got your day job. Do you work Saturdays and Sundays? And I'm not saying you do that forever, but do it for 6 months. Do it for 12 months if you have to, and get yourself confident that you can earn enough money in those 2 days. You're turning customers down. You know your profit margins, that all of a sudden it doesn't feel like you're jumping off a cliff and making the plane on the way down, which what becoming self-employed and starting your own business is. You can build a nice staircase to actually step by step by step, build demand, build a brand, build reviews, build a customer base. So all of a sudden it's just obvious that you have to move. And to be honest, I did that. I did that exact same approach. I ended up making more money in my side job than my day job, which made it very, very easy to then move and start building the technology business. So that, honestly, mate, would be my approach. So from this, I would say, one, connect with why. Two, check your contract. If there's a deep motivation as to why you want to do this, and it will give you a better lifestyle, because don't forget, you work to live, you don't live to work. So if it is going to give you a better quality of life, and if you can then start this on the side without breaching your contract, you've got your answer there, mate. And I think I did it, H. I think I gave you the answer. I think Bob's got the answer. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. As you were going through, it's funny because you started reeling off, yeah, you can get this, you can get that. Like, it's funny just hearing all the things that you do need to prepare and have ready, and have this and have that, have the website, make sure you've got your profit and loss and all this ready, so you know that when you all of a sudden they're things you've probably never thought about if you're salaried, right? You just turn up, you're gonna get your day rate or whatever it is, but yeah, if that alone is like, oof, then you potentially have an answer there. But yeah, 100% do the find your why, as we like to say. Yeah, hopefully we'll get another voice message in from Bob saying, guys, I've taken the plunge, or guys, I'm not doing any of that. Thanks, you've saved me a job.
Yeah, Bob, when you listen to this, it'll be great to hear your feedback. You're in the group, jump in the group, start a post, because to be honest, this is one of the great things we get out of this show is you've posted a question, we've done our best to answer it, but this might not be the answer. This is the start of a conversation. Yep. And there's likely more people thinking the same thing, or maybe have their own take on this. So jump in the group, start this conversation. We'll jump in. And if any of you that are listening think, actually, I want to be part of this conversation too, head over to Facebook, search The Electrician Group, join the group. It's just for electricians. And you'll see the sort of quality support that you get from other members in that group right there. H, I know that we had, firstly, let me wrap that up. Bob, hopefully that helps, mate. Start the conversation. Let's see where we can take this. And as you know, mate, you're a huge contributor in the community. If we can help in any way, we will. Find your why, see if you can de-risk it, and then do the work, as we like to say here. There was a second question, H, but you said we might not be able to answer this. Should we play it and then review?
Yeah, we'll tease it now. Let me just hit play.
Hi, guys. So basically what it is, I'm just looking to start up my own electrical business up where I live in Edinburgh in Scotland. And I'm just looking for some pointers in the right direction. What type of insurances do I need? Do I need further qualifications to what I've got? Governing bodies and stuff like that. I've checked Google and stuff. It's a bit of a grey area. So I just want to do the right thing. And if anybody could help me, that would be great. Cheers.
What a perfect follow-up question to Bob's question. And to be honest, guys, there's a lot in that question that we can unpack around insurances, qualifications, and also specifically for where Daniel is up in Scotland. So what we're going to do is we're going to go and find the right people, as we've promised. If we can't answer it, we'll never guess on the show. We'll give our best opinion where we think it's appropriate. But we're going to go and find some advice, and then we're going to answer Daniel's question. So in the meantime, if you've got any value from this podcast, all we ask you to do is hit that subscribe button so you get notified every time we go live. From myself and from H, we want to say a huge thank you to our friends over at Schneider Electric for making this possible. Stay well, guys. Stay busy, and speak soon.
Thanks for listening. If you are enjoying this show, please leave a review. Hit subscribe and stay tuned for more episodes.